Is what you're doing today really focused on a result that you have clearly identified, or are you just doing the same old thing that you've done before, or you're doing things that make you feel in control, or it's what everybody else is doing, or what you think you should be doing, and you aren't really too focused on if it's really producing the outcome. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Manformation Podcast. I am Skip LaCour, your new daily ritual. Just two guys, a little bit older, productive lives we've produced in the past, but we want to produce more in the future. We know we have so much inside of us. This is just our check-in, giving some things to think about. Me going through the journey of life, me wanting more, but more importantly, talking to so many men who are just like you, just like me, all the thoughts, all the challenges, all the beliefs that I experience, go through with my men who I coach one-on-one all over the world, different levels of accomplishment, drive, motivation, different goals, different walks of life. It gives me so much perspective and insight that I take for myself. And when I do these Manformation podcasts, I want to share some of all that insight, that perspective, that experience that I get through all my conversations and share it with you. Being results-driven, thinking about what you're doing, is this the highest value? Is this the best use of my time? Is something, I'll be honest with you, I'm challenged with. When I am uncertain what to do next, I'm the type of guy that at least I'll be busy. I'll focus in on something, and I'll work really hard, and whatever it is that I'm focused on, I'll even do it very, very well. I'll be able to step back and say, wow, I really planned that. I executed that. I perfected it. Wow, look at that. But, you know, sometimes I look back and I think, you know, did that move me forward or did it just make me feel good? Was that the highest value and best use of my time? And that's the continual challenge that I need to get better at. And during today's Manformation podcast, I want you to think about. See, there's a lot of times when you get caught up in activity, especially if you do that activity well, you can convince yourself. You can start believing that you are moving yourself forward. Sometimes it's better than sitting around doing nothing, being inactive, feeling uncertain. Sometimes just moving forward, just moving makes you feel good. It makes you feel good in the short run, though. I mean, the biggest challenge for me sometimes is I move, I do things well, and I realize I really didn't move myself forward. Or what I did, it was a big investment of my willpower, focus, energy, and time, and maybe it moved me forward, but all the time that I'm doing it, just say it's a 6-month period of time, a 12-month period of time, that's time I can't get back, and what I chose to do really didn't take me to where I said that I wanted to go. And maybe that big ultimate goal is something I'm clear about, I'm emotionally connected to, but it's that day-to-day, that examination of what you're doing right in the moment. Is that the highest value and best use of your time? Sometimes you just got to slow down. Sometimes you got to do nothing. Doing nothing for a couple of days so that I choose something that is the highest value and best use of my time. It's probably the biggest challenge for me, but it produces the biggest results. Sometimes I've realized that the work that it takes, the willpower, focus, energy, and time to execute, to accomplish some of the things that I've accomplished with the small results that sometimes push me backwards in the wrong direction. But let's just say that it keeps me where I am, maybe even a little bit going forward. It takes just as much energy to go a little bit backwards, stay where you are, maybe a little bit forwards, as something that really launches you to the next level. And, you know, it would be nice if we had some crystal ball and we knew that before we started every project. Sometimes we can't see it until we're looking in the rear view mirror, we're evaluating backwards. But think about that. Is what you're doing the highest value and best use of your time? I think about that as I do this Manformation podcast every single day. See, I have this vision, I have this goal that I'm connecting with you, that you're going through the same challenges that I go through, that the men who I work with one-on-one coaching go through, and it's making you think of things that were jumbling around in your mind, you just didn't piece together. And by coming here every single day for this Manformation podcast, it's putting you forward. It's like you are going through this journey with me, experiencing all these things. We get a chance to meet for your daily ritual, have a cup of coffee together every morning, and then set out for the day. See, that's my vision. It's going to create this connection of men just like you. I have this vision that you're going to call me. You're going to say, hey, you know what? I love this. You have obviously are really good at what you do. Hey, what can you do for me? And then we talk. We talk, and maybe we have a 10-minute phone call. And we discuss it further, maybe now, maybe later, maybe a few months from now, that we create this relationship. Maybe when I do this every single morning, day after day after day, it will lead to maybe 6 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, we're in this big room with busy, productive men who are a little bit older, who are going through these challenges, who want more. We realize we have more time behind us than we do in front of us, and we have to live with that sense of urgency. We have to produce, we have to work, we have to take care of ourselves, we have to take care of our family, love, hug, connect. We got to do it with a sense of urgency, and it's a room full of men like us. And where we go from there, the connection, the contribution, the lives change, all right? My vision. Is this what I have to say? Is this time that I'm sitting doing this Manformation podcast every single day, is that really going to get me there? Or does it just make me feel good? Does it just make you feel good and you don't take action? All right, I don't want to do all of this every single day, put this energy, put this effort, and have this vision. And when I choose to do this, I am not choosing to do something else. And all it does is make me feel good in the moment. Just kind of pumps me up, gets me through the next day where I don't take massive action, something that can really change my life. And even worse off, forget about me, for you, that all I'm doing is making you just feel good in the moment. All I'm doing by producing this Manformation podcast and by you listening to it, you taking the time to listen to it, is all it makes you do is sit back and not take action. Right? That would be a shame. Right? Just because you have good intentions of what you are doing, it sounds real good. Well, how can it not work? You believe it. I mean, you got to believe. Right? You got to stop, assess, evaluate if it is getting you where you want to go. I got to sit back and evaluate if this is really creating the change in your life and your thoughts and your beliefs and opening that imagination that I believe it will right now. Right? Then there's that balance. Do you keep on going? Do you quit, right? You know, the thing to take away is what you're doing right now, that imagination, is really getting you closer to the ultimate goal that you want. Is what you're doing right now, is what you're doing today, is it the highest and best use of your time? You know, I don't know what you're doing is. That's something we all have to evaluate. Sometimes, like I said, we'll know when we look back in a few months. Right, maybe a few years, hopefully not that long, and we'll be able to decide. But going into it, let's not get addicted to activity. Let's not just get addicted to movement. Let's really take the time to think about what we do. So that's today's message. If you love this type of message, you want to connect, you want to take it even further, you know that these short Manformation podcasts are helping you think, opening up your imagination, giving you insight and perspective, and you want to talk about the opportunity to talk to me one-on-one, maybe go through the journey one-on-one coaching, reach out to me, send me an email at manformationskip@manformation.com. You can even call me at 213-973-8790. That information will be posted down below this podcast. And make sure that you get to know a little bit about me, some of the best life lessons that I've learned that have helped out men who are just like you by going to 15 Manformation Steps, 15manformationsteps.com, 15manformationsteps.com. www.thebrainfit.com. That information is down below. Click the link. Get access, fill out that questionnaire that you send to me, play all out. Who knows, I may reach out and call you. Those 15-man information steps, I'm going to take you on an 18-day journey, some of the best life lessons that I've learned that have helped men just like you, a series of videos, one a day for 18 days. All right, so that's going to do it for our connection today. Think about it. Think about it. Is what you're doing today is the highest value and best use of your time. All right, let's attack it today. Let's think about it. We got more time behind us than we do in front of us. We have to produce. We have to think. We have to evaluate. We have to take care of our bodies, eat, work out. We need to love, hug, connect. We have to produce with a sense of urgency. So have a great day.